Welcome back to Pings, episode 152. 152 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft users
are pinging each other about.
They're pinging each other. That's what they do. They just ping all day long. Interesting stories, and we round up those stories, and we package them up, and we put them in a neat little bow and send them your way with our insightful words of wisdom week after week. And that's pretty much what we do.
Yep.
Get on with it!
And we make fun of each other a lot in the process.
And then we do that. And then we appreciate when you guys comment. And last week, we had some interesting comments. One was to have my new kitten, Austin, on as co-host. And I really, really wanted to bring him this week. But I have a bunch of meetings afterwards, and I didn't think it would be up to my level of professional standards to bring my kitten to work with me, but next week I will.
You totally forgot. That's all that happened there.
There's no forgetting about my kitten. He's so cute. It makes it hard to leave the house in the morning. And then we had an interesting comment from...
C-Bay. It was like TMZ material. Hey.
What?
Oh, You may have flashed the camera a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. No. I didn't. I went and I watched.
Yeah.
There was no flashing. There was a slight lean.
Right. It was...
But,
It was pretty,
Was it risque?
A little bit.
Woo!
Now you're talking.
Probably one of the most risque moments
we've had. After dark.
I thought... I was about 80% certain we were going to get into, like, another I8 slogan marketing debacle.
You think so?
From that,
but. Well, probably just my bosses haven't watched last week's episode, so let's just skim past that one and hope we don't get in trouble for it. I actually wanted to talk about... Where'd he go? Tablet Ryer. I wonder if he forgot the T. Tablet Ryer, W-R-I-E-R.
Oh, totally a great last name.
Ryer?
Oh, yeah.
I think he forgot the T.
Well, he already had two T's in tablets.
He did. So we didn't want to over-T it.
Right.
That'd be crazy. But he wants to know where you can get the fanfic. Ping fanfic. New word to me. What is a fanfic?
It's fan fiction. It's where people can write elaborate stories that are off the common plot that's actually put together by the primary producer. So
it would be like Laura and Paul... in the dungeon fighting dragons?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, fun! I want fanfic! So I'm going to just call out Tablet Ryer right now and ask him to give us some fanfic. I wouldn't also mind some artwork, you know, if you just wanted to draw me.
Yeah.
That would be okay by me.
Or, you know, for me, just like make like a PowerPoint of the things that I do. That would be...
Sure!
That would be equally fantastic.
Yeah, and cool.
So cool.
And then Herb commented, because we had the little bet last week with whether or not my phone would stop vibrating when Paul called it just by my picking it up. And I knew all along that it would. And Paul was like, no, it doesn't stop vibrating. And so he called, and obviously it did stop vibrating.
Right.
I was right. And apparently, Herb says, if you have your phone turned over, it won't ring at all. Should we try this later?
I mean, we have to try it.
We have to try it. So he's saying, if I'm reading this correctly, if the phone is upside down, when like on a table, and someone calls me, it won't ring or won't vibrate because it will think that you've turned it over to silence it, right?
I guess.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what he says.
All right, so we're going to put this to the test at the end of the show. But first, story goodness. All right, Paul, you may not be aware of this, but it's important to keep your style updated.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What are you saying here?
I'm just saying that this may be news to you, maybe some free advice I'm giving to you.
I mean, just because I've had this shirt for the better part of 6 years.
It looks like it doesn't even fit you that well. Like,
well, it's
because
I have
small,
long, gangly arms. It has nothing to do with this shirt.
Like, you might have gotten it when you were still growing and have now grown out of it.
No, I never... My arms are hopefully done growing, and like hopefully they'll get a little bit bigger. But hey,
so you're saying that all your shirts don't fit you because your arms are too long?
Yes, exactly.
That's
except,
a problem.
Except for the shirts that I had custom made in Shanghai.
He does have custom shirts made in Shanghai.
But I mean, these jeans, these are new. And these shoes are new in the last year because I got them.
New to you
right.
doesn't necessarily mean new in terms of modern, updated style.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. Like these were clearly the things that were given to me when I filmed the Halloween episode with you guys.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's like some blood stains.
We get those clothes at like Target.
I know.
Not that there's anything wrong with shopping at Target.
I know.
But
Isaac Mizrahi, what up?
There you go. You know, they sell True Religion at Target now.
Oh, my God.
And all my jeans are True Religion.
So what's the point you're trying to make
here? The point I'm trying to make here, Paul, is that Microsoft is also aware of the need to update their style. And we have, for the first time in 25 years, updated our logo.
Yeah?
We have a brand new Microsoft logo, and the people are going crazy over this.
Yes, what are the people saying?
Honestly, I think what I've read so far, and just in conversations I've had at water coolers and such, and at the bars, is that there's a very mixed opinion of this.
Yeah.
You know, people, in my experience, don't like change.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People don't like change, huh?
I hate change.
Absolutely hate change.
I hate change.
I embrace change.
I think he's brilliant.
I am scared of the new, and I like to stick with consistently what I know. But I'm embracing the new Microsoft logo. What are your thoughts on it? Obviously, it's consistent with our sort of company-wide new branding efforts.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's really interesting. There was a post on Hacker News a few months back where there was some art or design student that basically did like a rebranding of all of Microsoft.
I loved his redesign.
I thought it was interesting. And
yeah.
I think that there was like a lot of conversation around it. And you know, obviously this type
we didn't
of,
go with his redesign, yeah. Although I think we might have should have.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, it's not something that you can just hammer out in, you know, 20 or 40 hours or whatever that guy spent on it. And it's really interesting, like, the metaphors that they have behind this. So there's four squares here, mm-hmm. three of which, you know, represent the big businesses of Microsoft. So you have blue for Windows. You have red or the red-orange for Office, and you have the green for Xbox.
Right.
I'm not quite sure what the yellow is supposed to stand for. I'm sure
SQL
there's...
SQL Server.
sure there's some, you know, 100-page marketing doc somewhere that talks about all the principles for this.
Windows Phone.
Could be.
Could,
but I imagine, I'm guessing that's probably fitting in with the Windows with the
fine,
blue.
Fine.
But I think that that it's definitely, it's interesting to have, you know, a dedicated logo for Microsoft, and it makes things like finding Microsoft in with like just like the fave icon a lot mm-hmm. easier, because you're able to see the icon in each of your tabs, especially if you have a lot of tabs open. The tab just shrinks down. You can only see the icon. But
don't you think it people might confuse it with the Windows logo, which I think the Windows logo, people could think that is the Microsoft logo.
I
might have thought that.
We're in the fortunate position of having a lot of big brands. Like, we have a lot of, like, brands that are worth billions and billions of dollars. So the challenge that we have with that is that people often confuse Windows for all of Microsoft.
Right.
Or, like, any individual product for representative of the whole company.
Right.
And then they see things like Xbox where they're like, you know, I've never really thought of Microsoft inside of this space before, but you know, we've worked for the better part of the last decade to try and build those amazing brands. So
right.
it's kind of hard when people say like, oh, that looks different than like the wavy, you know, four color icon. And like, well, that wasn't a Microsoft icon, that was Windows.
Right, but I mean, as long as I think the general association with the company is there, it's good. I mean, I recently saw I think it was a YouTube video where they had this little kid just look at various icons or images, and he knew immediately, oh, that's Target. Oh, that's Shell gas station. Oh, that's, you know,
Marlboro.
McDonald's. Right. That's Jameson whiskey. Whatever, you know, and he knew it. Like, that's how important it is to have a visual representation of your company, because, you know, people, it gets ingrained in our brains.
Yeah.
And obviously, the fluid for Microsoft flag wave-looking Windows logo people associate with Microsoft. And we've done a great job of getting that image out there. So hopefully now this new sort of more boxy Microsoft logo people will latch onto.
It definitely fits in with a lot of the principles that we've had with the new modern designs out there with the tiles on Windows Phone and, you know, Windows 8, obviously. I think there's going to be some interesting things that come out of this. Like, I have no idea how we're going to try and protect this logo, because it's four squares.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, such a simple and minimalistic design that there could easily be lots of other logos out there that could look similar. And I don't know from a branding or a trademark perspective how mm-hmm. easy it would be to make sure that people aren't infringing
on it. Yeah, and the font is just Sago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we used to have that nifty little dash in the O, and the Microsoft was all angular, like with the way we printed it, like on our cups over there. Now it's just Sego.
Is that how you pronounce Sego? Or is it Sejui?
What?
I don't know.
It's Sego.
Is it?
Stop the program!
Okay.
We're gonna take this to the polls.
Yeah, I think we should. And another thing is, like, there are still like a lot of people that print in just black and white. So I wonder how this looks.
Well, who cares about them?
In a grayscale. So I mean, they're just like very practical things about this brand that I'm interested to see how they solve these problems and how they look through it.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we'd love to hear what you think about the new Microsoft logo, first one in 25 years.
And how you pronounce Sejui.
Sego! All right, Paul, so last week you wanted to get all political on us, and you brought us that wonderful website brought to you by MSR called PredictWise.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they were working on predicting, besides the winner of the Super Bowl, not the Patriots, was the elections.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to actually follow along with the election coverage and not just go to the website and read what other people are predicting,
right,
you can now do so on Xbox Live.
Yeah, yeah. Xbox Live is launching Election 2012 on the Xbox Live Hub.
That's right. And so there's going to be live coverage, obviously, from the debates, the Democratic and Republican national conventions. And then there's an interactive element. So you can jump on there.
As people are debating, and
right,
you will be able to answer these polls about, you know, what you think about certain topics or different candidates. And then
really those poll results will be taken by PredictWise. Huh?
Wait, will they?
Huh? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, isn't that what they do?
I don't know if they're necessarily taking exactly this feed.
Well, I'm just suggesting it.
Okay. Well, there's a difference between saying that they will and hoping that they will.
Right. This was just an idea. I'm just throwing it out there for PredictWise people, and they can take it and leave it.
This goes back to some random dude's comment where he was like, man, you know, when Paul talks, it seems like Laura just spaces out. Because that was like the whole thing I was talking about last time, where it's like what an individual person wants to happen versus what someone expects to happen.
Huh.
And so anyway, so what?
Yeah, what?
What? Yeah, okay, perfect. I think this will be really interesting. I love all the additional media that is coming to Xbox. I've been a cord cutter for quite some time, mm-hmm, where I've had a TV, but I haven't had TV, and now I'm getting all
really?
Of these.
I instantly went to a mother giving birth when you said cord cutter.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't heard that term before. Of the, what does that mean, cord cutter?
It means you don't pay for cable.
Oh.
Cut the cord.
Oh, well, I pay for cable.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have a cord. I think I have a satellite dish.
Well, then you're not paying for cable, are you? You're paying for satellite.
Yeah. So I've cut the cord.
I feel like I should say something smart. You don't have to say anything at all.
Okay, so...
But back to the election coverage. So there's also going to do this thing called Conversation with the Next Generation, where it goes to youth town halls. You can follow sort of what the young kids today are saying about the elections.
Yep, and there's also Face the Facts USA to help voters more accurately understand all the different major issues. Because what I love doing, love just trolling people on their beliefs, where whatever position they take, I will just ask them questions and take some just terrible argument opposite stance.
You're a good person.
Just to see how well they can defend their argument. And almost 100% of the time, it's based off of feelings or facts that are completely misguided.
Really?
So I would
whereas
love...
Whereas your beliefs are based off
of... Oh, I don't care. Like, we are screwed either way. So it's just it's just a matter of finding out whether people educate themselves based off of data and actual things, or if they like taking a lot of comments out of context.
Never argue with the data.
Anyway, I look forward to following all of the campaign coverage on my Xbox, and they're also partnering with Rock the Vote. What? They're also partnering with Rock the Vote, so you can help go sign up for voter registration, which, regardless of what Paul thinks, it's important to get out there and vote.
It is. I agree it's important to get out there and vote. I just think it's unfortunate that we have a two-party system. But that's a whole nother topic that we probably don't want to delve into.
Nother is not a word.
Whole nother.
Just saying. next. So, if you're a fan of this show, or if you've watched really any of our episodes in the past year, you've probably heard us talk
probably
about...
2 years.
Probably 2 years.
Yeah. Pretty much since we started.
Since we started, just forever. No, we've been talking about the Kinect and how cool it is and all the things people are doing out there, be it Kinect for Windows or your Xbox Kinect and various things that they've hacked and made them do and interesting games and all sorts of Kinect goodness. So you've probably been thinking to yourself, I should get a Kinect.
Yeah, you're probably thinking to yourself, I should get a second Kinect.
I should get a third and fourth Kinect. I should have a Kinect in every room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't because maybe it was about $40 too expensive.
Maybe it was, it was just about $40.
Just about $39.99, a little too expensive. You're like, I don't know.
Unless you're like in Japan or the Middle East or something like that. And
they think
it's just the perfect price.
Right. But now, good news, because we've slashed prices.
That's right.
And we are now, went from $149.99 US to $109. $99.
Look at that.
U.S. So this is immediately happening in North America, Latin America, and the Asia Pacific regions.
And in about 6 weeks, it'll also be dropped in New Zealand and Australia.
Look at that.
And there will be some regions where it's not going to drop at all.
Because it's already perfectly priced.
Already perfectly. Well, I think it's because of the currency devaluations in different areas and
I think so too. That's what I think.
And there's probably other variables at play.
Like, I
wonder if this means that, you know, Microsoft's trying to like liquidate inventory because like another Kinect or another device or something's coming out.
Look at you, starting rumors.
Yeah,
rumors.
I can speculate all that I want, but you know, I mean,
I don't know. E3 is coming up. Perhaps there's something that they'd want to announce.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that really just eggs people. That's really not fair.
Yeah, I really have no idea.
Like,
what about.
There's a reason why they keep us in the dark on these things. And they're like, oh, we don't want you talking about it on your little 50,000 view a week podcast.
Yeah, well, honestly, I have no insight to that. But all I'm trying to say is if you wanted a Kinect and you didn't have one, or if you want another one, now's a good time to go buy.
Yeah, or if you want to buy us some Kinects and we can just like shroud this whole studio in Kinects. And
we could do that.
We could.
Just send them our way.
Probably send them to Larry. Larry would probably set that up before we would.
He probably would.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
So, Paul, as you know, I'm a Verizon customer.
Verizon.
Aren't you?
Of course.
Yeah, so we have the same phone.
We do.
And the reason we have the
HTC Trophy.
The HTC Trophy, which I've had for 2 years now, about. The reason we have that because it was the only option available.
It is the best Windows phone.
It is the only one I want.
Verizon.
That's what I want. I look at other Windows phones and I'm like, I'm sticking with my Trophy. But now, if I wanted to, I have another option.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Verizon has announced that they're going to be having a new Windows phone model for the first time in over a year. So there will be more choices for Verizon customers. So that will be available for those of us who have Verizon, which is very exciting. And then there's also, you know, rumors and speculations about other devices that will be announced. So when that happens, and if that happens, tune into Ping first to get your news, because we'll have
it. Just start speculating yourself right down here.
Or do that.
Yeah. I mean, just the more speculation, the better.
All right, so that wraps up this week. But before we go, we've got another phone challenge here on Ping. So Herb, right? It was Herb who said that if the phone is upside down, initially, it won't ring or vibrate at all.
Yep.
It only will vibrate if it's facing up, and then when you flip it over, it will stop, but he's saying it won't vibrate at all. So I'm gonna check my phone. As you can see here, it's on, should we put it on ring? Put it on ring.
Okay, ring. Vibrate.
Ring and vibrate.
Holy cow.
Oh goodness. And I'm gonna put it upside down. Let me say that if it doesn't ring and vibrate, that explains why I have so many missed calls from Madonna.
That's probably it.
So here's my phone, just waiting. Now Paul's going to call me.
Okay, so you do realize that I've called you twice now this year, and both times it's been on Ping.
It's vibrating.
Oh.
And it's ringing. So there you go. So Herb, we have proven you wrong. Now, but watch this.
I just hung up on you.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to talk to you.
Anyway, so there you go. It's like Mythbusters right here on Ping. So if it's upside
plausible.
Down, it will still vibrate and ring, which is good because otherwise I'd get a lot of missed calls.
Right.
Probably
now,
why.
I think you changed your number and Madonna doesn't even renew one.
That's probably it. I've had the same number since
don't look
the year 2000. 2012. All right, so follow me on Twitter at Elfoy.
At Paul Mess.
Go ahead and follow him. We'll see you next week.
Later.